the measures spread across America. Just 16 years after Colonel Waring, half of all cities have waste collection. And it is not just waste. By 1907, every large city in the nation has sewers. By 1909, there are 42,040 miles of sewers in America. The battle against filth, crime, and poverty has begun. But one of the city's greatest innovations is still in its infancy. One man will change the urban landscape forever. Menlo Park, New Jersey, 1879. Thomas Edison, inventor, entrepreneur, showman. He was taken out of school as a boy, but that won't stop him from becoming synonymous with inventions that define the modern era. He pushes his team hard, 24/7, in one of the world's first R&D labs. It will generate more than 1,000 patents. America still lights the night in the dangerous flicker of candles, gas, and kerosene. Edison thinks he has a better idea, if he can get a filament to burn slowly in a vacuum. The electric light bulb.
Platinum.
Edison locks himself in his lab, doesn't sleep for days. The stakes are high. His backers have sunk $130,000 into his research, millions in today's money.
He claimed to have gone through 6,000 materials from the plant world alone in his search for the perfect filament.
Torrid lamp jack. Spruce. Beard. Fish line. Thread. Teak. Boxwood. Celluloid. Archin.
Then, something extraordinary happens.
Cardboard.